It's 0537 Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. I'll try to smile when I speak so maybe my voice sounds better, but it's not natural for me. And Omar WJ Show is all about being authentic, even though I've been mostly doing a news podcast. One of my listeners told me that he liked the news podcast. So I do the news podcast. Nobody wants to be interviewed. I don't know. I met a minor celebrity. I'm not sure. So let me get back to AP News. There's a picture of the eclipse. So from Mazatlan in Mexico, which is out on the Pacific side in Baja, California, up to Newfoundland. Newfoundland was where the British Empire started. There used to be codfish so plentiful that when English seamen went up there, they could put baskets in the water and catch codfish. And when I was up there in 92, the Canadians shut the fisheries down, and all the Newfoundlanders were dreaming about the fish coming back. And it's possible for nature to replenish itself, but just ask yourself, where have all the American bison gone? Okay, it used to be, or a passenger pigeon is a better thing. The passenger pigeons were once so plentiful in the USA that they would cover the sky. So this is not a history lesson, not too big on history. Voltaire called it a pack of lies. Okay, so Google, what's the headline? Oh, solar eclipse. Class suspensions for April 8th due to extreme heat. This is a Philippine Star. It's a magazine or newspaper I haven't read. Mavericks beat the Rockets, and I'm a Rockets fan. Not enough of a fan to be sad. Look at the Texas Tribune. As Texas goes, so goes the nation. How Texas teens lost the one program that allowed birth control without parental consent. I do not know how effective condoms are, or if a woman can get fitted for an IUD, how that works. I could ask my wife, but I'm not real big on talking about any of that stuff. And my friend from the island said men don't like to talk about that. So, Texas National Guard member charged with human smuggling after high-speed chase near the border. Well, you know, the number one thing about being a successful criminal is not to get caught. Ask Sam Bankman-Fried about that. He's got 18 years to work on his book. Sam Bankman-Fried, God's curses upon the man. What he did is enough to affect the economy negatively. Let's see. What did I I told somebody. Okay, anyway. Sam Bankman-Fried is not worth the breath to talk about. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. And neither is American politics, which is courtesy of the reality TV president is reaching low lows. 5 minutes now into the broadcast. Oh, got to look at the weather. Weather in Sabagat. It's 22. It feels good. My nipples are erect. And sunny day today. Tomorrow is supposed to be a chance of rain. What's the hot? Okay. Weather's always the same here. Hot and hotter. Hot for people who don't know the heat. I'm okay with a fan. So are my stepdaughters. Sun Ray never complains about the weather, but he's just a kid. Let's see. I want to get to AP News. I'm not big about that Ukraine war. Obama shouldn't have let the Russians take Crimea. Okay. University of Connecticut and Purdue are set to play for the final, I guess. Some celebrity I don't know escaped slapping around his girlfriend. And somebody won $1.3 billion with the Powerball jackpot. Okay. Still talking about the ferry. Ferry in Madagascar. There's a ferry that runs from Butuan City up to Manila, and I thought about taking it before. Just because I'd like to take a look-see. Transgender Catholics say new Vatican document shows no understanding of their lives. Why am I not surprised? Panama Papers trial starts. 27 people charged in the worldwide money laundering case. Well, you know, the thing is, rich people almost never go to jail. And then, like Bernie Madoff, son, they killed his son, and then he died in prison, but he wasn't a kid. J.P. Morgan's Demon, he must be a boss, warns inflation, political polarization, wars, creating risks not seen since World War II. You know, if those guys are going to lose a nickel, they always say that stuff, okay? Okay. 2 years after its historic win, a divided Amazon labor union lurches toward a leadership election. And there I would, okay. Hit Me Hard and Soft is Billie Eilish's new album. And I just know the name. Kevin Costner, the Hollywood A-lister, has a new movie called Horizon, an American Saga. It will premiere at Cannes. Another R&B singer that I don't know, Clarence Frogman Henry, the 1956 Ain't Got No Home, He passed away. NCAA women's tourney had everything. Stars, upsets, and undefeated champion. South Carolina was the undefeated champion. Victims of Montana asbestos pollution that killed hundreds take Warren Buffett's railroad to court. Okay, that's something I'm always afraid of. A man accused of setting a fire outside Bernie Sanders' office stayed at an area hotel for weeks. Locked the nuts up. Some kook got himself 87 months. He's in court and blows a kiss to his followers. He's one of those 2021 people who had their, what they would call a party. These people wrote on the Capitol walls with their feces, okay? Who wants to do that, okay? What am I doing here? Oh, I'm gonna look at Google News. Headline will be the Ethereum. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't refresh my Google News. Okay, Ethereum is a Bitcoin. Presented a bearish possibility on the price charts for April and May. Personally, I think of Bitcoin as funny money, monopoly money. I mean, if you are investing in Bitcoin, you got money to lose. Okay, and who's got money to lose? Country star Morgan Wallen arrested on felony charges in downtown Nashville. Full WrestleMania XL Sunday highlights. Well, I guess that was the last Sunday. Okay. Putin miscalculated on Finland's border. That's on Politico, so I'm read that. If Russia wants to intimidate Finland, if Russia wants to intimidate Finland by announcing it'll avenge the country's NATO accession with troops on the border, it needs to have plenty of troops at its disposal, and Russia simply doesn't. The Russians didn't do so, or the Soviets didn't do so well the last time they had a fight with the Finns. They did get a big chunk of the country, which is, you know, an ice-free port on the Arctic Ocean, and the Finns are, like, shut off. This intimidation attempt will be unsuccessful for another crucial reason, Russia doesn't have enough soldiers. Well, that's the best news I've heard to deal with today. So let's see. Let me look at DW.com. DW.com.
So first of all, address a larger issue. We have hardly about 1,100 people from the transgender community who are.
Okay, I don't want to record. Oh, okay, here we go. It's been 30 years since the Rwanda genocide of the Tutsis. Well, a million got killed. A million Tutsi and moderate Hutu. Okay. I'm not good at saying those things. Scotland caught up in heated debate over new hate speech law. I think that's kind of funny. This guy's holding up a sign. We hate the hate crime laws. Well, not me. I like seeing hate crimes prosecuted. Meet the Germans, young Germans and sexuality. There's a Barbie doll kissing a black Ken doll. Ken is the male Barbie doll. I think everybody knows Barbie now, thanks to the Barbie movie. On a road trip through South Africa, Route 62. Oh, there was a guy that ran from Cape Town to Tunisia for a charity. Over 10,000 kilometers. I'm sorry, I remember that number, but it's a long ways to run, farther than I would ever want to run. Let me look. Oh my goodness. 16 minutes long. This is Omar WJ Show. Primary mission is to entertain. Second is to educate. Sorry, I got no gags. Tomorrow is a holiday here in the PI, as Mariners like to call the Philippines. And let's see. In the USA, you're supposed to sail 4 months of the year to call yourself a Mariner underneath the Jones Act. I'm sure you all wanted to know that. Pardon me for sharing.